thrive.
번영하다, 번성하다.
thrive, thrive. embargo.
무역 제한, 통상 금지.
embargo, embargo. complementary.
무료에.
complementary, complementary. mock fire drill.
모의 소방 훈련.
mock fire drill. mock fire drill. potable.
마실 수 있는.
potable. potable. perspire.
땀을 흘리다.
perspire. perspire. sympathize.
동정하다. 공감하다.
sympathize. sympathize. lucrative.
돈벌이가 되는.
lucrative, lucrative. stand in.
대역, 대리인.
stand in, stand in. column.
건물 따위의 기둥.
column, column. collateral.
담보물.
collateral, collateral. combination.
다이얼 자물쇠 번호.
combination, combination. coherent.
논리적인, 시종 일관한.
coherent, coherent. durable.
내구성이 있는.
durable, durable. afterwards.
나중에, 후에.
afterwards, afterwards. entrepreneur.
기업가, 사업주.
entrepreneur, entrepreneur. pay raise.
급여 인상.
pay raise, pay raise. bend.
구부리다.
bend, bend. traffic jam.
교통 체증.
traffic jam, traffic jam. station.
인력을 배치하다.
station, station.
I listed two job openings for reporters.
I listed two job openings for reporters.
At the request of the museum president, our firm of architects, Brown and Sons, has been asked to prepare an assessment of the museum facility.
At the request of the museum president, our firm of architects, Brown and Sons, has been asked to prepare an assessment of the museum facility.
Everything from the foundation to the heating system will have to be restored and repaired.
Everything from the foundation to the heating system will have to be restored and repaired.
A subway and underground passageways connect these buildings with each other and the streets above.
A subway and underground passageways connect these buildings with each other and the streets above.
The architectural design is appropriate and popular because of the weather conditions in Toronto.
The architectural design is appropriate and popular because of the weather conditions in Toronto.
Nearly every day we are reminded to get more exercise, but this can be hard to do with the hectic lifestyles we have today.
Nearly every day we are reminded to get more exercise, but this can be hard to do with the hectic lifestyles we have today.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk show.
Our guest on tonight's show is the renowned Dr. Sean Helms, Emeritus Professor of Economics at Columbia University and winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Dr. Helms will be discussing the current state of post-secondary economic education in the U.S. He will also address some of the pressing economic issues that America faces, including President Bush's proposed plan for Social Security reform and the latest actions of the Federal Reserve. Dr. Helms will be taking viewer questions during the course of the evening, and our phone lines are open to receive your calls. You can also go online and post your questions for Dr. Helms on the On the Air section of this program's website.
Number 83. Who is the guest of the talk show? Number 84. What will the guest talk about? Number 85. What can the listeners do on the program's website? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following welcoming speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a true pleasure and honor for me to welcome you to the 12th Congress of the International Association of Engineers here in beautiful snow-covered Kyoto. Without your generous support, this momentous event would not have been possible. Tonight, with the participation of all our esteemed guests, the association will continue its powerful legacy, one that has been passed along and strengthened through 11 preceding congresses held in Europe and the United States. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we also make history, for not only is this the first Congress in the existence of the International Association of Engineers to be held outside of Europe and the United States, it is also the very first to be attended by representatives from 14 Middle East nations.
Number 86. In what season is this speech being made? Number 87. How many times has the Congress been held? Number 88. Where are the new attendees from? Question 89 through 91 refer to the following short talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to clear the dance floor and to get your cameras ready. We are about to enjoy a truly special event, the first dance of the evening by the bride and groom. The lucky couple will be dancing to a saxophone melody played by one of the musical treasures of our town, Mr. Michael Ashley. Please take your seats and join together in welcoming Dong and Jerrica to the dance floor. This will be their first dance together as Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor. Take lots of pictures, folks, but remember to hold some film in reserve because immediately afterwards, the father of the bride and the man who taught Jerrica all she knows about dancing, Mr. Stephen Russell, will share a special dance with his daughter.
Number 89. Where does this speech take place? Number 90. Who is Mr. Ashley? Number 91. Who will Mr. Russell dance with?